The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
A thriller deep in the heart of Texas as the San Jose Barracuda never led tonight, falling behind on three separate occasions, but they tie the score up late and in overtime. Philip Bisted notches his second of the night, his second overtime winner of the season with the victory and the goal. Bisted now up to six goals on the season with the overtime strike. It comes on the power play as the Barracuda sweep the two-game series with the Texas Stars. Final shots, 32-28 in favor of the Barracuda, who outshot the Stars in the final two periods, 24-11. And hold on, let's update these shots. 34-29 in favor of the Barracuda. Shots in the overtime period, 1-1. The Barracuda draw an early minor against Cameron Hughes in the extra session, 18 seconds in. They did give up a shorthanded partial breakaway, but Skarik made a great save. And then moments after that, Bisted is the overtime hero. Barracuda with the win. They sweep the two-game series. They are up to 32 points on the year. They are 15-8-1-1. They have won four straight in overtime this season. Meanwhile, the Texas Stars, they fall to 8-13-3-1. They are now 2-3 in the overtime period. Let's recap this hockey game. Just 2:58 into the first period, the Texas Stars would draw first blood on a Michael Carroll goal, his third of the season, from Bertucci and Martino. But late in the period, the Barracuda would find a way to tie the score up, and it would begin a big night for Philip Bisted, who would rip one short side on Texas's goaltender, Remy Poirier. Just a perfectly placed shot, short side off the post and in to tie the score up for Bisted. His goal coming at 17-12, his fifth of the season. And we are all level at 1-1 late in the first period. Off the draw, the Stars work it up the near side. Taken away, though, by the Cuda. He'll turn a shot, will lead for Bisted. Shoots! He scores! A perfectly placed shot, short side off the post and in. Great shot there from Philip Bisted. Just perfect location over the right pad of Poirier, off the post and in under the blocker. And we were all tied up after 20 minutes play. And that would actually kind of give us an indication of a trend that would go on throughout the game. And that was the Stars taking a lead and the Barracuda responding. In the second period, San Jose found its game. After getting outshot 17-8 in the first period, they outshot the Stars 14-5 in the second. But it was Texas who would draw first blood. But before the goal from Matthew Semenoff, they gave the Stars a 2-1 lead. The Barracuda had this golden chance on the power play, Afanasyev point blank, but Poirier stoned it. Well, rink-wide pass, Regenda over the line, chips it along, but Carroll was the one defending. It got tied up in his equipment. Now it's stuffed to the point for Carlson. Near side, top of the circle, Cardwell shoots, save it, big rebound. Oh, what a stop there by Poirier. Stretched out with the right pad, keeps it tied at 1-1. He was dead to rights. He kicks out the right pad. What a stop there by Poirier. Back to 5-on-5. Huge save from Poirier, and then a failed clearing attempt by the Barracuda would result in a go-ahead goal from the Texas Stars. Matthew Semenoff, his fifth of the year, from Cameron Hughes. The midpoint is one-timer blocked, runs the puck down, fires it up the boards, picked up, though, by the Stars. Semenoff into the corner, Hughes, one-timer, they score! A frozen rope upstairs from Matthew Semenoff, his fifth of the season. And the Stars have their lead back. A failed clearing attempt off Afanasyev, punching it up the wall. And it went right to a Star. And they quickly get it to Semenoff, who puts it upstairs. Perfectly placed shot from Semenov. It was unfortunate because Afanasyev had that earlier chance in the period in which he could not score. And then his giveaway leads to the goal, but he would certainly make up for it as he would tie the score up for the Barracuda. A pass would go off his skate from Bisted and in. Initially ruled no goal, but upon further review, it was reversed. So Afanasyev, his second of the year, 10:58, would tie the score up at 2-2. Kuda has it again. He'll drive it straight ahead off the stick of Bisted and in deep to the Texas zone. Chernyshov back out there. Center in front. Oh, they score! It goes off of Afanasyev. And we're all tied up at 2-2, and it's getting waved off. It's getting immediately waved off. Yeah, they waved it off initially. It did not look like live. It was a kicking motion. They looked at it, and again, the goal was reversed, so it was a good goal. Called a no goal on the ice, but reversed to be a good goal. All tied up at 2-2 on Afanasyev's second of the season. So we would go into the third, all even at two aside, but at 4:53 of the third, Gavin White from the point would swing one in on net. There was some traffic to the right side of Skarik, so as he went to throw up the blocker to try to punch it away, it almost looked as if his blocker kind of got tied up in the fray. It beats him on a shot he probably would have stopped most of the time, but because of that little distraction to his right side, it gets past him, and the Stars had a lead again, their third lead of the game. So the Stars would take that lead at 4:53, and the Barracuda had some work to do to try to tie it up. As the period would continue to transpire, time was starting to run out for San Jose, but at 7:11, Patrick Giles would protect the puck, carrying it down the left wing, turn and pivot the pill back in front, and it was Cam Lund who was able to get it past Poirier to tie things up on the equalizer at 17:11, his fourth of the year from Giles and Regenda. Only goal of this third period. Barracuda back over the line. Here comes Giles down the near flank. Twists it in front. They score! Patrick Giles center the puck in front, and I believe it went off of Cam Lund as we're all tied up at 3-3. Cam Lund with a huge tying goal. He's now riding a four-game point streak, goals in three of his last four, and we were all tied up, and we would need to go to overtime. In the overtime period, just 18 seconds into the extra session, a little bit of a tie-up at the San Jose blue line between Cam Lund and Cameron Hughes. Hughes trying to reach out his right leg to stay onside, and in doing so, he ran into Lund, upending him, and he was called for a minor penalty for interference at the 18-second mark. So the Barracuda had a tremendous opportunity to sweep the weekend on the power play, and they would do just that. Stars would get a chance, a shorthanded partial breakaway for Arttu Huru. Great stop by Skarik, and the Barracuda would go back the other way and eventually seal the victory with this Philip Bisted OTW. It's left on the power play. Now for Bisted. Bisted along the near sidewall, settles it down, little give and go, back for Bisted, up top, return for Bisted, down low for Musty. Musty holding on to it, gives back for Bisted, far side, Chernyshov, seam pass, one-timer, they score! It's an overtime game winner for Philip Bisted as the San Jose Barracuda complete the weekend sweep of the Texas Stars in come-from-behind fashion. It's a power play goal for Bisted, his second goal of the night, and it comes at the 1:52 mark of the extra period. The Barracuda never led tonight. They trailed by a goal on three separate occasions, but they find a way late in regulation to tie it up. In overtime, they draw a early penalty, and on the power play, Philip Bisted rifles home his second overtime winner of the season. Bisted puts home the overtime winner at the 1:52 mark from Chernyshov and Musty as the Barracuda complete the come-from-behind overtime win. And with the victory, San Jose has now three straight wins on visiting ice. The record improves to 15-8-1-1. San Jose up to 32 points on the year. Texas, they fall to 8-13-3-1, and they still only have two wins this season on home ice, so their struggles continue at the HEB Center. Final shots, Barracuda 34 shots to Texas's 29. San Jose goes 1-for-4 on the power play. They cash in on that final chance in the overtime period. The Texas Stars, they go 0-for-3 themselves on the advantage in a losing effort here tonight. The Barracuda never led in the hockey game, but it didn't matter because they come back and they seal the victory in overtime, a final score of 4-3. So with the win, again, the Barracuda right in the mix of the top three teams in the division. Colorado currently up 3-1. So if that score holds, the Barracuda will not gain any ground on the first place Eagles, but they would move ahead of the Ontario Reign sitting at the second spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. San Jose currently now ahead of Ontario, but again, the Reign are in action 7 minutes to go in Colorado against the Eagles, but they trail by a score of 3-1. So the Barracuda win this one. They're 2-0 to start this five-game road trip as they take down the Texas Stars in back-to-back games. Overtime hero Philip Biestead, second of the game, sixth of the season, as the Barracuda again never led, but they win this one in overtime 4-3. Biestead, three-point night, two goals and an assist. He led the way. Igor Chernyshov finishes with three assists, including the primary helper on the game-winning goal, as the Barracuda pick up the 4-3 win. Winning goaltender Jakub Skarik, he continues to roll, wins in seven of his last eight. Remy Poirier suffers the loss. Poirier has now dropped four in a row, 0-2-2 during that stretch. Poirier turns aside 30 of 34. Skarik turns aside 26 of 29. Let's go over our three stars. Patrick Giles is our number three star. Another very solid performance from Giles. He got bumped up the lineup. He picks up the primary assist on the tying goal from Cam Lund. Giles finishes with the one assist, three shots on net. He is the number three star. The number two star, Matthew Semenoff. Semenoff scored back in the second period. He finished the game with a goal, two shots on net. And the number one star is Philip Biestead. Biestead with the two goals and an assist for a three-point effort as he leads the way in the Barracuda take down the Texas Stars. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 37 minutes, 6,245 sod. Great atmosphere here at the HEB Center at Cedar Park. Barracuda back on the ice on Wednesday in Coachella Valley to take on the Firebirds at Acrisure Arena. That game will be 6:30 Pacific, so we are on the air starting at 6 o'clock on the West Coast. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com and watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. A very productive trip to Texas for the Barracuda. They win both games against the Stars. They continue to roll away from home with the win. San Jose is now 7-3-1 on visiting ice this year. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether you listened on the Sharks Audio Network or you watched on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. We sincerely appreciate you joining us, and we hope you join us again on Wednesday when the Barracuda return back to the ice to take on the Coachella Valley Firebirds down in Palm Springs. A final score here from Texas, the Barracuda 4, the Stars 3 in overtime. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Lone Star State.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.